This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Usual now yazi ukuthena right about this time sisuke sinama interviews wethu esuke sinawe and namhlanje siphethe acting director bafethu sikhuluma ngabantu abakhulu. Acting director of the Durban Natural Science Museum, ubusisiwe wakagumede, sizobe sikhuluma ke about the debate that is taking place ngo 11 o'clock namhlanje. An emotion yakhona, 84th Industrial Revolution versus Environmental Consequences. And the MUT is part of this debate. Makumede, sawubona.
Ninjani budwa?
Siyaphila wena unjani?
Hayi kancengeka.
Ngiyabatshela abalaleli ukuthi yena sikhuluma nabantu abakhulu namhlanje. Acting director.
Ma emotion njalo ngiyathuka ukuthi uyangibona in size wami.
Okusuke kwaqondana. This is MUT Cruz. Njengoba nje sikhuluma nobesisiwe wakagumede, an acting director of the Durban Natural Science Museum. So khuluma ke about the debate corner, fourth industrial revolution versus environmental consequences. Asiphinde sikubingelele magumede, mase siyakubuza ukuthi yena kahle kahle le debate ngoba inkulu ngiyayizwa mina and I'm interested kuyona. What is the main purpose?
Okay, basically, put the thing is Natural Science Museum under Ethiopian Municipality. Our main purpose is to create some platform and opportunities. We would see challenge our residents' aid to take action towards sustaining our biodiversity and also for us to educate them about how to benefit from the environment and associate with the environment. But the job of the the rapid growth in digital and artificial intelligence and technologies is changing the way we live. So we thought we would take this opportunity to discuss our pros and cons, ukuthi kwenzakala emhlabeni and how best we can move forward with what is happening, being an innovation technology that drives e-growth.
Mm. So now, after we have discussed Magumede, sabona ukuthena, okay, this is now a debate. Says Peli, let's discuss a yonke into. One will ask ukuthena, after the debate, what is next? Are there going to be any implementation step to be taken, having discussed the E4IR versus environmental consequences?
Okay, that is a very important question. With this debate, we are trying to plant a seed for people to be mindful when they're creating our innovations app and how they will impact the environment. So, Tina, as a natural science museum, we know there is that stigma. Gutama Museum that's still caught up in old systems, but sends it into the old way. So now we're trying to advance ourselves to introduce technologies into our spaces. So we want to make sure whatever technologies we introduce in our spaces, they are not... we're not being hypocritic to what we stand for, which is being green conscious. So after this debate, we're going to evaluate whatever companies that we work with, evaluate whatever technologies we're trying to implement or introduce into our spaces, and make sure while we're doing that, we're also not now defeating the ends of being green conscious institutions.
I remember I spoke to Miss Nkosi, who's one of the lecturers lapayana kwa nature conservation, and what is the importance of keeping the ecosystem yetu right. Sasikhuluma about ama natural disasters lawa eke enzeka ngo April this year. So now take us through. Now we know ukuthi na sibe late ekuthenini sinthole as the Natural Science Museum yala eThekwini. So the participants that will be part of this debate? Take us through that.
Okay, so basically today, as you mentioned, we have a debate. We have our students at the Mangosuthu University of Technology.
Yes.
From different disciplinaries. We've got third year students and the in nature conservation, which are led by Miss Rufio Ntoyi, and our third year students and the engineering, which are led by Miss Bojuan. So these are two people that are doing different disciplinaries, and they're going to be discussing or leading our conversation on why one is important or why one must be mindful when they're doing whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. At the same time, for us to also have a common respect for people's choices.
This is just a random question, Ms. Gumede. I know I usually do this. So we all know Gutena, there is water shortages la in South Africa. Do you think, Gutena, is there anything that esingayenza thina as a community, Gutena, sikwazi ukuyivimba leyo nto
le? I think when it comes to conserving our environment and our resources, it is always on us as a bantu to make a stand, to take a stand, to take the action. There is no things that you can do at home, even you guys there at the campus. Like ensuring good every time you're using amandi, you close the tab and make sure the tab is properly closed. And then when you see a paper on the floor, you make sure good you are tata and you dispose it the right way. You think good it happens on the how is it affecting our minds? How is it affecting the environment? Remember, the low paper land is going to get blown away. It will harm, but you harm your block of storm waters. By the time when the rain falls, it's so good. It's so cool. Our minds are millions. When they come flood, isn't this my thing? The very same papers as when that will end up on the rivers. The main resources are good. They're still dry or fish, bags of wood, and then bucket before we even get them. So there's always something that you can do. Even when you're brushing your teeth, the fact is you're good to you use a cup instead of running your tap. You're conserving amanzi ngalolo hlobo ukuthi instead of using 2 liters and now using a cup, meaning good to that water can be used by more people going forward. There's always something that we can do as people. And food, we shouldn't take it for granted. The little things that we can do, they have the biggest impact.
Yazi, I'm so interested. Ukuthena ngisesemsebenzini ke okwamanje. Tell us, Miss Gumede, ukuthena njengamanje vele sesiyazi ukuthena izoqala ngo 11. So umuntu abefuna ukuba part of le debate angeke sakwazi. Am I allowed to ungena kwi venue and tell us the venue ukuthena ikuphi?
Okay, basically the venue for the event is at the Durban Science Museum Research Center, Elapago 15104 Road in town, CBD. Yes, we welcome. I'm a walk-in. People can come and join in the conversation. People can come and learn, get educated, get knowledge. They can even come and ask questions. And to, and I think they can even be motivated to reduce the mango and partake in some of the study that you guys offer. And at the same time, like you said, the event is going to start in an hour. But if it happens around time, town, please do come and join us on 15104 Road.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Gumede. Your closing remarks, and please share our details. Maybe if there are other debaters over corner, guma social media platform, ningobani, ukuze sizobona as abafundi sikwazi futhi ukujoin.
Okay. The one thing that I can say, and I've seen this, I've been a tertiary student before, and I say it's happening all the time. I will always stress this. Like I mentioned, these are two disciplinaries, like engineering and nature conservation. It is very important for people to understand that there's no disciplinary that is less important or inferior than the other. And we should respect people's choices. Because it's all interlinked. Without the other wouldn't exist. We need to respect that and respect people's choices. And in the SB, I've looked at our schooling system, we work with schools. I think it's important now for people to go back and assess the curriculum that they're offering to young under school and try and make sure it includes our training, our development, which will help with Akulisa Ingan and prepare them for this world of what I are. Because in terms of when they are now, if this revolution can lead to a greater inequality, if the right skills are not taught to each and every learner, I think we need to assess our schooling system, assess our curriculum, and make sure it prepares our learners for this fourth IR.
There is powerful. Wow. The contact details or our social media pages, if you can just share them with us.
Okay. We train as museum in our public galleries inside City Hall on the first floor, Mongenango Anton Lembede. We are open Monday to Sunday. So everybody to come and visit us from 8:30 to 4:00 on Monday to Saturday and from 11:00 to 4:00 on Sunday. So people are welcome to come join us, welcome to come and visit us, they're welcome to come and partake in most of the programs that we offer. They're for the public and they are free, even our entrance is free. But they can always contact us if they feel good to come. There's a partnership that we can have, or if they want us to come to their schools, to their institutions, to their communities, to the Bafundisa and environment, they can call us on 031-311-2256. 031-311-2256.
Mm. Thank you so much, Ms. Kumete. It was lovely having you, man. And my closing remarks wakho ebemnandi kakhulu uma ukhuluma nge-education system yase South Africa. Ukuthi na we need to look at it. Sibone ukuthi ngempela isiza ngani noma isithatha isibeka. Thank you so much.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu nani budanga ukuthi nithathe isikhathi seni ukuthi ngi-invite ngibe ku-radio yenu. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.